BBC News, I'm John Shea. Mexico's government has announced an emergency strategy to protect migrants in the United States ahead of the inauguration of the president-elect Donald Trump next month. Mr. Trump has threatened to deport millions of people living in the US illegally. Among the new measures is a mobile phone panic button. Leonardo Rocha has more details.
This panic button will alert one of the 53 Mexican consulates in the US or their families or a call center that's already working 24 hours a day to say, look, such person has been taken by the immigration authorities. Then they will get in touch with hundreds of lawyers. They've just hired more than 300 other lawyers, and there are many who have volunteered to basically start the legal process to assist them and, if necessary, stop this deportation process.
The United States says it's seen evidence that suggests a plane that crashed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday may have been brought down by Russian air defense systems. A White House spokesman said the US had offered to assist the investigation into the crash, in which 38 people died. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia and North Korea are not interested in the survival of North Korean soldiers, who he said were suffering huge losses fighting against Ukraine. Earlier, the US said up to 12,000 North Koreans had been deployed by Russia. From Washington, Tom Bateman reports.
The claim by the White House is that more than 1,000 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded in the past week alone. Mr. Kirby said that North Korean troops were highly indoctrinated, pushing attacks even when it was clear they were futile, with the generals seeing the troops as expendable. He said there were reports of some soldiers even taking their own lives rather than surrendering, likely out of fear of reprisal against their families in North Korea in the event that they were captured. The BBC is not able to independently verify the claims.
Donald Trump has asked the US Supreme Court to suspend legislation banning the popular app TikTok unless its Chinese parent company sells it to an American buyer. Mr. Trump's legal team says he wants to find a resolution before he takes office. Regan Morris reports.
Donald Trump says he opposes banning TikTok at this time and that he should be able to negotiate a political solution to preserve the Chinese-owned social media app once he's back in office. During his first term in the White House, Donald Trump attempted to ban TikTok and called it a national security threat. Now Mr. Trump has more than 14 million TikTok followers and credits the app with helping him win the election. Donald Trump's lawyers said he is one of the most powerful and influential users of social media and should be given time to negotiate the tensions between free speech rights and national security concerns.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The World Health Organization says the Israeli army has put the last major health facility in northern Gaza out of service. It said initial reports showed key departments were severely burned and destroyed in Friday's raid on the Kamal Adwan hospital. The WHO said it was deeply concerned about the safety of patients who were forced to leave. Israel says Hamas was using the site as a command center, but it hasn't provided evidence. The US special envoy for Yemen has said there should be no attacks on civilian targets there, a day after Israel struck the international airport in Sana'a. Tim Lenderking told the BBC that ports and airports were vital arteries for the aid effort in Yemen. The head of the World Health Organization was in the airport during the strikes but was unhurt. Mr. Lenderking said it was an embarrassing moment for Israel.
In this particular instance, obviously, it was extremely awkward that the director general of the WHO was at the airport at the time. My understanding is that the Israelis were not aware of that. I don't think there was any intention to strike near him had they known that he was there, but we don't have all of the details yet.
A Houthi spokesman said the group would continue to launch such strikes in support of Palestinians in Gaza. A man's been charged with the murder of a woman who was set on fire on a stationary New York subway train on Sunday. Sebastian Zapeta allegedly set the woman's clothes on fire and then fanned the flames by waving a shirt around her. Immigration officials say Mr. Zapeta is from Guatemala and is in the US illegally. Australia's annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race has been won by Law Connect for the second year in a row. But celebrations were muted after the deaths of two sailors on rival boats earlier in the race, the event's first fatalities for more than 25 years. And that's the latest BBC World News.